I entitled my message this week, The Way. Jesus certainly is the way, the truth, and the life. And my scripture text is in John 14, verses 1 through 14. As always, I share from the New Living Translation. Don't be troubled. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this was not so, I would tell you plainly. When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know where I am going and how to get there.
No, we don't, Lord, Thomas said. We haven't any idea where you're going, so how can we know the way?
Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known who I am, you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Jesus replied, Red Letter Edition, Philip, you don't even know who I am, even after all this time I've been with you. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of what you have seen me do. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I'll do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Now, I think I'm losing my voice, and I don't know why, but I think that we can do this together because I want to share this message. I think all of us at one time used Google Maps, MapQuest, Apple Maps. I think we all love maps, and I think most of us about my age can remember those paper maps that you could never put back together. Once you opened those maps and laid them out to see where we want to go, but we can never fold them back up the way they were before. Well, maybe sometimes, but not always. It was hard. Well, now we have GPS, Global Positioning System. Global satellites provide us with correct directional information 95% of the time, anywhere you might want to go on the Earth. Now, we have found that whenever we put an address in where we want to go, 95% of the time it's pretty accurate, but then sometimes it takes us around the devil's elbow to get where we want to go. But all of us depend on these satellites to lead us in the way we should go in our day and time. And all we need to do is plug into our navigation system of choice, follow the directions, and voila, we arrive at our destination stress-free. Right. Well, our navigation systems give us a sense of security, too. Control, maybe even some comfort, and the insurance that we'll get where we want to go. They also make us keep our brains in partial gear. What I mean by that, it makes navigating our journeys easy peasy. Using our GPS makes sense to us. Maps make sense to us. Directions feel rational and help us feel that we're going to get somewhere, that we have a destination, and that we can reach it with no hassle or no fret. I think maybe most of the time, even now when we do this, we barely need to think about it. Just plug in the address.
Our navigation systems don't require us to tap into our emotions, and I guess that's a good thing, to commit to anything much or invest in a whole lot on our journey, except to keep our eyes on the road and follow that woman's voice and adhere to her directions. We want directional indicators for our cars. Well, we got them. We got turn signals. That's really a directional indicator. But I think we would also like to have a directional indicator for our lives. How easy would it be if we could just follow directions as though we were putting together, like, you know, a bookshelf or something that come in a box with all the parts and the tools and all of that stuff, and then sit down to try to put it together. We got jobs, we got marriages, we got careers. Everything's in the bag, right? How handy would it be if we could do the same thing with our faith? Follow step 1, 2, and 3, and presto, you made it to heaven. Abide by a group of do's and don'ts, and bingo, you want a free trip to the city of light. No, not Paris. The city of light, heaven. How nice would it be if life were that simple? How even nicer would it be if faith were that simple? But it's not. Life's complicated. No matter how much we wish we could get a roadmap for life or even for discipleship, it doesn't work that way, does it? No. Life is complicated. Life is messy. Life is rarely rational. So, life is relational, and discipleship is about life and relationships. Preacher, what do you mean discipleship's hard? What's that mean? Well, it depends on how you look at it. If you're following a bunch of rules and avoiding the investment of real relationship with God, then, it's going to be hard. What Jesus said is going to be an eye-opener as you read the scriptures. But it's not just a gaping in dismay. This is the frustration we see every time Jesus' disciples have a conversation with him about discipleship. Well, to date, the disciples followed Jesus. He taught them. He showed them things. He demonstrated how to do life. But now he's going to leave them alone. And they don't know what to do. Thank God we have history on our side and we have the scriptures. But those original disciples, they were perplexed. Who's going to show them the way to go? No GPS, or maybe in this case, JPS. No teacher, no leader to provide and pave the way and set the direction. How will they know what to do? How will they know where to go? The disciples then are no different than us today. Well, just give us a map. Jesus said, we need a relationship. A what? Spiritual, emotional things out of this world will help. Well, while we're thinking about how to accomplish a set of tasks and goals, Jesus wants us to be in relationship with him. You've heard me say many times, we as Christians do not have a religion. We have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, sealed with the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. Sounds simple though, right? Well, not as simple as you might think. Jesus doesn't mean that we need that kind of relationships that the disciples had in the past where they simply followed him around. You know, they walked everywhere they went and do what he says. Nah, things are changing. The kind of relationship he wants them to have with him requires them to see him as the focus of their journey, to invest in God in a way that is entirely new, spiritual, communal, and requires an awful lot of trust and faith, emotional intimacy, and heart. That kind of trust won't come easy to the disciples, and for many of us even today, it comes no easier. We want the easy route to heaven, a checklist for attaining eternity. Jesus said, it don't work that way, guys. Remember Thomas, the ever practical, logical disciple, argues, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know how to get there? Of course, we might say today, hey, I just put the address into Google and that'll get me to heaven? Jesus answered, I am the way. Say what? Jesus, you the way? Yeah. Now, how much frustrating that must have been for Thomas, too, and the rest of the disciples. And let's face it, it's frustrating for us, our modern-day disciples. But what does that mean? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It means the way. To God isn't charting a course to follow, or chalking up good deeds, or even checking off sheets of ministry tasks. No, the way to God is through Jesus Christ. Entering into a spiritual, emotional, out-of-this-world kind of relationship with Jesus through the invisible presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. Now, it means that Christianity is a relational religion. We don't merely follow Jesus' teachings or his wisdom or his to-do list or his ideals for good living. And he has given us a lot. Although he wants us to pay attention to those things, we just don't get a book of stuff to memorize or a list of good deeds to do that will ensure us our heavenly destination. No, the way, to walk the way of Jesus, is through an intimate, devoted, committed relationship with him. Faith in who he is. Trust in the way he will lead us. Willingness to invest in him and allowing him to direct our lives, even when he takes us in directions that we don't want to go. Been there? I think we all have. It's not just setting our GPS to get to our destination. It's closing our eyes and trusting that when we give our hearts to Jesus, we're already there. Meaning, he wants us to be where we need to be. You see, Jesus just doesn't say, hey, I will come again and take you to heaven. He said, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. Heaven is where Jesus is. The kingdom of heaven is wherever and whenever the Holy Spirit touches your heart and soul, and you give yourself to him. He is the way. He is the gate. He is the truth. Like we were talking about last week, he's also the life. He is the good shepherd, and his sheep know his voice. So Jesus himself is the destination. He didn't want merely obedience. He wants to commune with us, live in our hearts. He wants us to bond emotionally and spiritual with him in the ways that can uplift us as well as challenge us. I think we all know that relationships can be and are messy at times. They require us to invest not just our heads but our hearts. They mean that we're not always in control. They require love and trust and time and commitment. And to be in a relationship with Jesus requires us to be in relation with someone we can't see. Now, the disciples had one up on us, right? They were here when he was here in the flesh. I think the Bible says, blessed are those who believe that have not seen. Yeah, it was hard as disciples then, as it is for us today, although they had one up on us. But Jesus went home to be with God, and he said, I'm going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Guess what? He hasn't. But it does get easier the more that you get the hang of it. I like what doctors and lawyers do. They say, well, I'm practicing. Well, that's the way we are as Christians. We're always practicing. And all you have to do is give up charting your own destination or looking for a simple set of rules to reach. Your heavenly goal and focus your attention on getting to know your Creator and Sustainer. Open your heart to this supernatural, invisible, emotional, and spiritual presence of Jesus in your life. Jesus is the Father, the Creator, the Holy Spirit, God that transcended, and through now the transcendent of himself, he is also with us in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now that's the kind of GPS that'll truly infuse you with purpose and direction and security. Yes, as you heard me say before, if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a bunch of sorry puppies. But praise be to God for the life and the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ, breaking that bondage over sin and death, and promise to come again. We have hope. Wow! So when we bond emotionally and spiritually with Jesus and he resides in us and we in him, this is what we call true communion. Holy communion, if you would. So as we come to the altar today for the breaking of the bread and celebrating communion, may the Holy Spirit touch your heart and your soul in a way that will allow you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior in a very deeply personal and intimate way. And you may know in your very bones that at last you not only know your way, but you have reached your destination. Well, Father, we thank you for this time together on the online service, and we will have communion as we follow the promptings of the online service for Holy Communion. But more importantly, we just thank you for this time that you joined us today to know the way. God loves you, and so do I. Have a good day.